Hello and welcome to Pro You Podcast, episode number 378, Becoming Aware. Becoming aware is a good thing. Not always fun, not always comfortable, rarely easy. Because you really have to stop, and you have to pause, and you have to question. And we typically don't have the time, energy, will, or want to do that. And it tis that funky time of year where everything kind of gets a little funkier. So if things, you know, like anniversaries, holidays, you know, there's just certain things that can push a button subconsciously, and we're not quite aware of maybe the impetus, but we're aware that something's off. And that's what I'm saying. It's not a fun thing, but it's to kind of stop and pause and go, well, wait, you know, what is this? You know, what am I feeling? Can I kind of separate myself from that feeling and try to discover what it is that I'm truly experiencing and why? See, just there, right there, that whole, if you're doing any of that, you're waking up from being asleep. And I got some articles that I read. I got some quotes, because I always got quotes. And one of my favorite new things is question answer with some of my clients. And this one I thoroughly enjoyed, because again, we're coming to the end of the year. And you know, 2020 was not a typical year. It was a test for, you know, the entire world. So to look back, start looking back and see how we navigated our past, I think is a healthy thing to do. It's kind of like that journal thing. It's getting things out and on paper and distancing, creating again that separation. Now, again, it's in hindsight, but if you can look back, see progress, see growth, see witness, embrace your own evolution, it might not be happy, smiley, fun, but it's real, it's tangible, and it's pro you, and you're worth it, and it's true because I said so. So thank you, thank you, thank you for listening. As always, if you have any questions, comments, something you want to share, you're struggling with, anything at all, I am here. And, you know, I'm fortunate that I'm embracing my gift, and that is the ability to help people. You know, whether it's work out, train hard, start a workout program, eat better, you know, start a cardio program, or start working on the space between their two ears, which most people don't, and it takes a long time. So if you need anything that I can do for you, I am here, and I mean that from the bottom of my heart. Enjoy. I enjoy beginning with quotes. I hope you do too. Do not try to fix whatever comes in your life. Fix yourself in such a way that whatever comes, you will be fine. Everyone wants to lead a happy life. However, real happiness is not about having money or power. It's about achieving inner peace. If you have peace of mind, you'll be happy by night and day. Happiness is related to our emotions, and we all have the potential to experience positive as well as negative emotions. Which ones we cultivate depends on how we use our intelligence. A Dalai Lama might know a thing or two. Enjoy where you are at now. You are right where you're supposed to be. We are all guilty of getting wrapped up into where we should be, and all that does is cause stress and anxiety. Stay here. Stay present. Love this moment. Love yourself as you are. Stay engaged in the now. Own the fact that you are different. Own that you are a deep feeler and thinker. Own that you are tuned into a different frequency. Own the fact that you sense things others don't. Own the fact that you want to talk about angels, energy, miracles, and spirituality. Own that you're done having meaningless conversations. Own that you're done holding yourself back. Own that you crave freedom to feel the now. It's okay if your family doesn't get you. It's okay if your friends don't join you. It's okay if the world judges you. It's okay that you want to dance barefoot upon the earth and endlessly gaze at the stars. It's okay that you cry over sunsets and chase moonbeams. It's wonderful, in fact. It's beautiful. You have come a long way to be who you are. So own it. Own all of it. Love all of you. The world needs you to be exactly as you are. You hold the balance in this crazy world. Only in pain did I find my will. Only in chaos did I learn to be still. Only in my fear did I find my might. Only in my darkness did I see my light. You cannot be lonely if you like the person you're alone with. The world will ask who you are, and if you don't know, the world will tell you, sad but true. Friends are God's way of apologizing for your family. A professor gave a balloon to every student who had to inflate it, write their name on it, and throw it into the hallway. The professor then mixed all the balloons. The students were given 5 minutes to find their own balloon. Despite a hectic search, no one found their balloon. At that point, the professor told the students to take the first balloon that they found and hand it to the person whose name was written on it. Within 5 minutes, everyone had their own balloon. The professor said to the students, "These balloons are like happiness. We will never find it if everyone is looking for their own. But if we care about other people's happiness, we'll find ours too." What if our religion was each other? What if our practice was our life? What if the temple was the earth, if forests were our church, if holy water the rivers, lakes, and oceans? What if meditation was our relationships? If the teacher was life, if wisdom was knowledge, if love was the center of our being? The moon taught me it's okay to go through phases. The sun taught me no matter how many times you go down, to keep rising. Last one on mindfulness. Mindfulness is the quality and power of mind that is aware of what's happening without judgment and without interference. It is like a mirror that simply reflects whatever comes before it. It serves us in the humblest ways, keeping us connected to brushing our teeth or having a cup of tea. It keeps us connected to the people around us so that we're not simply rushing by them in the busyness of our lives. We can start the practice of mindfulness with meditation. We can start the practice of mindfulness meditation with the simple observation and feeling of each breath. Breathing in, we know we're breathing in. Breathing out, we know we're breathing out. It's very simple, although not easy. After just a few breaths, we hop on trains of association, getting lost in plans, memories, judgments, and fantasy. This habit of wandering mind is very strong, even though our reveries are not often pleasant and sometimes not even true. As Mark Twain so aptly put it, some of the worst things in my life never happened. So we need to train our minds, coming back again and again to the breath. Simply beginning again. Slowly, though, our minds stay steady and we begin to experience some space of inner calm and peace. This environment of inner stillness makes possible a deeper investigation of our thoughts and emotions. What is a thought? That strange ephemeral phenomenon that can so dominate our lives. When we look directly at a thought, we see that it is little more than nothing. Yet when it is unnoticed, it wields tremendous power. Notice the difference between being lost in a thought and being mindful that we're thinking. Becoming aware of the thought is like waking up from a dream or coming out of a movie theater after being absorbed in the story. Through mindfulness, we gradually awaken from the movies of our lives, of our minds. Through mindfulness, we gradually awaken from the movies of our minds. That's from Joseph Goldstein. Fantastic. Happy you're here. Thanks for hanging. We're at 378. We got a few more episodes of PYP in 2020, the year it's been. So I got a couple things to read. How living with less can lead to so much more. This is BeMoreWithLess.com by Courtney Carver. How living with less can lead to so much more is the subtitle of my new book. The subtitle is what my friend Jonathan calls the book's promise. Not only is this subtitle the book's promise, but it's a promise I'll make to you. Living with less has led to so much more of the good stuff in my life, and I promise that for you too, if that's what you want. Less has led to more in almost every area of my life in really meaningful ways. Living with less hasn't been a sacrifice, but instead a journey in discovering what matters most. Here are a few ways I can promise you that living with less can lead to so much more. 8 promising ways living with less can lead to so much more. I kind of went through this, so I was kind of intrigued to see what this person had to say. For I am on the other side. Number 1, own less for more space, love, and connection. Our homes are not containers for stuff, but rather a place for love and connection. By removing the excess stuff from our homes, we make more physical space and create less distraction to allow us to really live the way we want to live. Dress with less for more time, money, and clarity. If you've ever looked in your closet and thought, I have nothing to wear, while staring at hundreds of choices, I can promise your relief from dressing with less. I can promise you relief from dressing with less. For the last 7 years, I've dressed with 33 items or less, including clothing, shoes, jewelry, and accessories. Thanks to the Minimalist Fashion Challenge, I spend less time, money shopping, and experience less decision fatigue choosing from a small capsule collection. Do less for more productivity and creativity. I accomplish more and do better work by doing less of it. You know how it feels to try to get something done when you are burnt out from trying to do it all? Your work suffers, your health suffers, your people suffer. There will always be more to do. Choose less and do it well. Choose less and do what's most important. I've actually, a couple of these already kind of rang true with me. And I always used to say, you got to wake up and you got that list of 10 things. You're never going to get the 10 things done. Cut it down to 6. You could probably get those 6 done and be stoked that you got them done and do them well. 4, less rushing leads to more lingering. Lingering is like falling in love. Think about the evenings you've sat around a table after a meal talking and laughing instead of rushing to clean up the dishes. You fell in love with the people around you and the evening you shared. Likewise, lingering over a sunrise, a good book, a long walk, a moment of solitude encourages love. Love of what you are experiencing, love of who you are spending time with, and love of who you are. I love that one. Worry less for more peace and sleep. Yep. Worry keeps us up at night. Nuh-uh. Worry weighs us down. Say it isn't true, Tom. Worry encourages fear and makes us tired, cranky, and scared. Worry is a trap. It sounds like a song. Simplicity helps you worry less. I used to worry about making ends meet. Then I started working on fewer ends. With less around, there is less worry. Amen. Be discerning about what you choose to surround yourself with. Hold on to what matters. Let go of the rest. 6, say yes less for more time to do things you love with people you love. We've all said when we wanted to say no. We've all said yes when we wanted to say no. Whether we say it out of guilt for fear of missing out or of habit, it's important to note that saying yes when your heart says no is a disservice not only to you but to everyone you say yes to. If your heart says no, it will fight the yes all the way through. You won't be excited to contribute. You won't give your best, and you may end up resenting the commitment or the person who asked you to commit. If you don't have time for what matters, stop doing things that don't. 7, connect less to your digital devices for more connection with who you are and what you know to be true. If you want real connection and honest answers, check your heart more than you check your phone. Start by sitting quietly for a few minutes with your hands on your heart and your eyes closed. Listen, your heart knows who you are. Now you just need a little time to know your heart. Last one, 8. Less drama results in more ease and equanimity. I remember that word and looked it up and wrote it down because I loved it. Choose to underreact. Choose to take a few, in parentheses, 100 deep breaths. Choose a long walk. Don't let the drama in. Just because everything is crazy around you doesn't mean everything has to be crazy within you. And that equanimity, that episode is just having that peace and that calm in lieu of what's going on around you. Living with less has helped me to restore my health, engage in work I truly care about, and show all the way up for the people I love. Living with less can lead to so much more. I concur. All right. Next one. Last one. Letting go. The power of surrender. Just the whole letting go thing has come up a lot lately. I just keep kind of looking for things that resonate with what I'm thinking about. Letting go, the power in surrender. And that was kind of the thing that intrigued me when it said surrender. Because I think when people think about the actual process of letting go, the ability to let go, part of them thinks they're kind of giving up. Like, okay, I lost, I surrender. And it's got to be just tweaked a little bit, that surrender and the let go is a good thing. Like, I don't have control over this. I'm just going to give it up. I'm just going to let go of it. I'm going to stop carrying it. 2 days before I was to, oh, this is from bizjournals.com by J.B. Glossinger. 2 days before I was to board the airplane to attend a mastermind event, I began to notice my stomach was tied in knots. I was beginning to stress over all the traveling and how the event I was headed to was going to unfold. I noticed that I was unusually short with anyone I came into contact with, and the normal run-of-the-mill everyday things were all of a sudden highly frustrating to me. When I had a few minutes to sit down in the solitude, I asked myself where all of this anxiety and worry was coming from. Before I knew it, thoughts of all sorts of worries flew through my mind. I was worrying about everything from, was there going to be turbulence on the plane, to will everything run smoothly at home while I'm gone? This is where I knew it was time to surrender to what is and to know that no matter what, everything was going to work out for me in the end. To experience true success, you must have the ability to say in any given situation that things are going to work out for you. The reason why many people struggle with this is because most want to control all the tiny details in their lives that ultimately are out of their control. There is power in letting go. Yes, we must learn to let go in our lives, but what does letting go really mean? Letting go means that you trust the things you are setting out to do are going to work out for you. When you can let go, you know whatever it may be can come in your life. Let go of the control and focus on the activities you need to do to reach any goal, like getting new skills. If you don't, you will struggle day by day. Letting go also means having faith in the things that are out there that are going to help you live your life the way you really want to live it. Detaching from results. Many people are so extremely result-driven that they have forgotten about just doing the things, the little things they need to do consistently every day, which are going to bring them peace, love, happiness, and joy. Amen. It's easy to get sucked into a cycle of negativity. One simple exercise you can do when in a situation you are fretting over or experiencing panic or anxiety over is to visualize things working out for you. Let go and focus on the things you can do today. And I just want to add, just that's kind of the key is to let go and focus on the activities you can today. Because if you're active right now doing something, you're simultaneously blocking out the worries, the fear, the movie, the what ifs. Because you're doing it. Like, I'm doing it. I'm doing what I can today. I'm focused right here in the moment. I always say thoughts are things, beliefs make them so, and action solidifies the belief. What actions are you taking to build the belief, to allow the things you would like to manifest in your life to come? What are the activities that you are focused on day in and day out, the things that are going to bring you the life of your dreams? This is what we have to focus on. Why detachment is critical. Things I'm always chatting about. This really comes down to your ability to start seeing some success is in your life. The reason why we hold on so tight to this control is we don't feel like success is going to happen, and we need to do something to make it happen. It also comes down to the fact that, yes, you need to keep improving yourself, but you've just got to detach from the outcome and results and not worry about when or how it's going to happen. Start showing up and allowing your life to start to work for you. We can be our own worst enemy at times. Get out of your own way and allow things to happen. Yeah. The mastermind event I attended was a fantastic success, and I was introduced to some of the most brilliant people. I also actually enjoyed the time I spent traveling, and when I returned home, everything was running smoothly, just as it was before I left. So your challenge for the day is to let go. Being able to trust that things are going to work out for you is such a great feeling, but you've got to let go. Surrender to the peace that is and the energy that is around you, and focus on allowing yourself to have the most magnificent day today, no matter what you are doing. Well, I enjoyed that. So this went well last time, and I tried it a second time, and I enjoyed it again. So I put out two questions. Number one, how well did you do in 2020, since it's kind of year end now? And, just kind of entering the end of the year and kind of looking back, hindsight, year in review kind of stuff. How did you do and why? And number two, if you could give one piece of advice to the younger you, what would it be? All right, person number one. How did I do in 2020 and why? Honestly, 2020 was great. Wow. How many people have heard that? Not many. The pandemic and subsequent shutdown afforded me the time to focus on myself and my family. Priorities changed. Less distractions and a smaller bubble gave way to greater clarity about what was really important. I love that. Less distractions and a smaller bubble gave way to greater clarity about what was really important. And working on those important things became everything. I could just stop right there with reading this, the episode, my podcast, And working on those things, the important things, became everything. Simultaneously blocking out all the other stuff that truly does not matter. Love that answer. Number two, one piece of advice to my younger self. You are worth it. This powerful statement builds great strength. Amen. Which this person has. Love that. Hi, Tom. Here are my answers. Number one, how did I do? Very well. Because of the pandemic, I had the opportunity to slow down, pause, reflect, and examine what was really necessary / wanted in my life. Two, advice to my younger self. Do what you feel you should do, not what others or logic tells you you should do. Tom, been thinking about this for a couple days, and here are my responses. Thank you for asking. Looking forward to our next session. 2020 was the second most challenging year of my 39-year life, behind 2014. This time around, I did a much better job separating my emotions from the events occurring around me. I became more calm, which made me a better husband, better father, better boss. I became more aware of my habits and choices, and I worked on my areas of improvement without being critical of my progress. I feel better, stronger, and happier than I did 12 months ago, despite the pandemic and its profound effect on my life and the lives of those around me. I am proud of the progress I've made and thankful for all the blessings I have, despite what has been lost this year. How dope is that? How many people would love to have said that about their life, and it was factually based? Number two, if I could give my teenage self one piece of advice, worry less about fitting in. Be yourself and you'll find your tribe. Love, love, love that. Don't settle on this, otherwise you'll end up with people in your life that make you unhappy. You're a thoughtful, loyal person, and you deserve nothing less from your friends. Right there, self-worth. You are worth it. Love that. Love that. Hey, Tom, for whatever reason, I'm struggling a little with concise answers, so hopefully this is still useful for you. That's a person who is struggling slightly with self-worth already, thinking that what he shares is probably not going to be useful. And I've been with this dude for a long time. It is work in progress. But these little nuances that I notice all the time. I don't care. You did something for me. You answered. I sent out the email. No one asked to answer. I'm going to read these anonymously. Appreciate it if you do. No one has to. You know, don't care. Don't have to be poetic. Don't have to be profound. Don't have to be anything. But this is one person's thing. Hey, I just need to tell you I'm struggling. Now, I haven't read his answers, but I bet his answers are fine. I think I did okay, but not great in 2020. And it continues. See, I know he did do great in 2020. I'm going to get on about this. Because he got through it. You got through 2020. Yay. You didn't give up. Yay. You kept working out. Yay. You didn't quit. Yay. Sometimes a fish doesn't know it's in water. On the plus side, here we go. I was able to weather the lockdowns without majorly increasing my stress. But I feel like I could have utilized the extra free time better than I did. So there it is. If you could always have done a little bit better, then you always will have not done enough. So you always continue to stay the same. I love this person, but I'm going to have a chat. I'm going to have a little sit down with them. The irony of this second question is that I've spent a lot of time teaching myself not to live with past regrets. So I have not thought too much about what I should have done. That said, it would be hard for me to limit myself to one piece of advice to my younger self. I think the main thing would be not to get caught up in my head as much as I did, between dwelling on mistakes or fear of how others would perceive my actions. I handicapped myself in making healthy decisions. This and a lack of discipline are the two biggest things I wish I could have done different. Reflective, I'll give them that. All right. Last one. Looking back on 2020, how'd you do and why? I love this. Out the gate. I did excellently. First three words. I love that. I did excellently. You just stop right there. I did excellently because I'm the best version of myself to date. That is exactly my answer. This person copied my answer? Is that even cool? I was lucky enough to be able to transition into work from home early in the pandemic and usually stay home anyways. My ability to look on the bright side was very helpful throughout this whole ordeal. Can't argue with reality, so what can you do? Let go. Be joyful. Spark joy. This person does. Two. Advice. Only one. Question mark, question mark, question mark. Is there a way to wish for more wishes? This stupid stipulation. Ha ha. The most important piece of advice I'd give my younger self is to live in the moment and search for your authentic self and live that to the best of your ability. You are not invisible, in all caps. See, there's the self-worth. You are not invisible, in all caps. Why did this person write that? In all caps. Because he gets it. How do I know he gets it? Because of his first answer. How'd you do in 2020? I did excellently. I love that. That's just complete. Right now, the laugh, the joy, that's my heart overflowing. That's exactly what it feels like when it overflows. It's just, I can't contain it. It's just overflowing. Like it's such a badass answer. How did, excuse me, sir? Yes. If you could put into words how 2020, the year of the pandemic, COVID-19, was for you. I did excellently. Next question. Oh, love that. You are not invisible. Continuing with answer number two. I'd give this piece of advice because my younger self won't even remember the days he's stressing about, and learning to live in and enjoy the present moment is all he gets. He's gone now, and all that remains is me. He wasted his present moment stressing, and now he doesn't exist. I am all that remains. Guess he should have spent his time better. I bet he would have if he had only found the right perspective. See, that's completely dope too. I mean, this dude's like, yeah, that dude doesn't exist anymore. That version of me is gone. That's separation. That's clarity. That's top of the pro you tree looking out. Going, yeah, not climbing down. What a great one to end with. I didn't read any of those beforehand. How's 2020? I did excellently. Oh, I can't tell you how much I love that. All right. Sorry, one Mosier note. We were chatting about something, and he said, if someone says do this or don't do this, we kind of don't always listen. We still kind of have to experiment, like do it, like, well, are you sure? And take it from a child. Don't touch that, that's hot. What does a child do? Inevitably ends up touching it, gets burned. And Moshe goes, it's like fire. It's like we're constantly, consistently putting our hands in the fire. Because we got to learn. You know what I mean? Like, you know, if I look at that going, well, I'm going to move. Well, I'm going to quit a job. I'm going to get married. I'm getting divorced. I'm going to relocate. I'm going to start over. You're doing all these things for the first time. So you're going to feel it no matter what anyone says. We talked a bunch. That was the one thing that stuck out in my mind. Oh, actually, something else. This just came into my mind. And it was pretty cool. But he finished his rewrite. That's what he was kind of doing over this last kind of half of COVID. And, you know, just you watch someone, and you train someone, and you listen to them talk, and you know you just experience their journey. And I read the first script that he wrote, and I absolutely loved it. And I don't read, I don't like to read. I'm not good at reading. So the fact that I was entertained and kind of glued to it and got way all emotional and fired up, it wasn't because of it was Scott's. I mean, it was just a great thing. I loved reading. I literally could see it visually, and that's how he is. He's a very visual dude. So as he wrote, I saw it, and that's how he writes. So he writes to feel it. I felt it. It was a great thing. So I got a text. I think it was just yesterday. He said, "Are we? You know, what time we training or something about that?" And he says, "Hey, you want to read the new version?" I was like, yeah, the new script, the rewrite. And I was like, how cool. Like in that moment, it just stopped. And again, the ability to be present and go, okay, pump the brakes. Hold on. What's up? This guy sends you his scripts. What do you mean? Well, this guy, he's a friend of yours, he's a client, but he wrote this amazing movie and he sent you the first script. It's like, you got to read it. Like, it hasn't been made yet. Not very few, many people have read these things. And he did a rewrite. And he went through a lot personally in his life just along this journey. And not to get ready for this, but he just did. It was 2020. And to now get the opportunity to see what came out of that, I was just like, honored, and I was just so thankful. And then I actually trained Moshe Beef this morning, and he was like, he goes, "This is my first day off," he said, "since October 13th and it's December 6th. That's a long time to work without having a day off or it being on your mind. Here's what you got to do. Here's when it's done. You know, you just constantly, if like it's a movie, it's a book, you know, it's on your mind. It doesn't leave your mind. So you're always on. You're always carrying that weight. And we started the workout, and before I knew it, it was just this, it was in a great mood. And it was like, it was just the manifestation of someone being able to let something go finally. Here it is. I'm done. And just that release, you could see kind of the joy back in his spirit and kind of the energy. And it was like, I have nothing to do today. I can do whatever I want. And he just loves to read. And he's like, you know, it's something I haven't done in a while is read. I go, well, I bet you're going to read today. It's like, I bet I'm probably going to read today. So it was just great to kind of witness, you know, someone's journey and what they're going through, and just be able to kind of see it day to day. But like I said, sometime this afternoon, tonight, I'm going to hop into that. And I'm so, so excited and so stoked on that. Here are some client notes. I had a client who one of their buttons from growing up, yay, it's Christmas. That time of year, you start feeling something, and you can start feeling it with different reasons. And this person was kind of decorating. Like, once decorations went up, they went up a certain way. And it was, you know, and coming from a perfectionist and a neat freak, you know, there was just one way to do certain things. And therefore, it was a lot of pressure. And therefore, there was stress, and there was anxiety, and there was frustration, and there was negativity. And that was for something good. Like, I remember one time my mother telling a couple of us kids how stressed she was trying to plan this dinner for everybody. We were like, don't. You know, it's like you're not having fun. It's not, you know what I mean? Just like forcing the round hole through the square, or the round peg through the square hole, you know, just buttoned up. But this wonderful pro-you person was explaining how well they were doing this time of year, and they could tell, and how well they did over Thanksgiving. I said, well, congrats, that's success. He said, but, you know, there's a little restlessness, I feel. I'm not sure what it is, but big point, due to separation, it wasn't getting her down. She was just aware. And I'm like, yay, just be aware. Hey, there's a little, you know, I said there's that little murmur in the background. I'm aware of it. It's not really affecting me, but I'm aware of it. So there we go. You're aware of it. Fantastic. So later on, I find out that this person had this button during Christmas with decorations, and their family had just kind of done some decorating. It's like, you know, she did wonderful, but I contacted her the next day. I said, are you free? And she said, yeah. And I called her up and I said, you know, you had a groove since you were a child. And because you're feeling better and you've created separation and you're pro you and you're a better version, you're dealing with all that stuff way better, but that groove is not gone. And it will probably be there. So just be, again, aware, like you were, of, hey, I feel a little restlessness. But be aware of, well, that's because it was a deep, deep groove from when I was a child. So if that deep, deep groove that used to just crush my soul is a little restlessness, yay. And that clarity to that person really made them like feel good. So I was kind of stoked that I kind of saw that and said, well, wait a minute, this is probably what you're feeling. And so again, you're climbing that pro-you ladder, that pro-you tree, and you're getting that different vista, and you're not always sure. But to grab a hold of that foothold, that stronghold, and go, oh, this is why I'm going to feel, you know, on a scale of 1 to 10, it was a 14. Now it's a 2. I'll take the 2 versus the 14 out of 10 any day of the week. So that was great. It was like a success story that we kind of had to look for. I talked to another client, and they had lost their dear beloved friend, confidant, partner, and cat, feline. And this person reached out to me after it happened, and I was very touched and honored that they chose me to call in that moment of, guess what I just did, and I feel bad. I kept in touch with this person a few days in a row, and we were going to talk the first of the month, and we did. And when we got kind of towards the end, I thought, of all that this person had gone through in 2020, and I was like, and see, that's that twisted thing. It was like, wow, I felt this. Congratulations on your successes. And knew there wasn't a lot of feel good with those successes. Because they were kind of getting over, getting through funky stuff. Was furloughed. Didn't know if they were ever going to get the job back. Job came back. It was kind of a shock. Twisted some different things. And then lost her best friend. You know, and again, that's just part of what she was experiencing, like all of us. 2020 was a test for a lot of people for a bunch of different ways. But sitting there, she could speak about the joy and the good. And I was like, see, that's it. You identify the bad. You identify that. You know, you it's clear as a bell. But identify that which you can be thankful for, that which you have. It's just as clear, a little harder to uncover in those moments when you get kicked hard by life. But But it was so present. She was able to go, well, here's the good, and here's what I remember, and here's what I had. And I was just like, do you know, you know, again, it's not going to make someone go, oh, you're right, I'm happy. But I was like, you know how good you're doing? The fact that you didn't quit, you didn't give up, you kept fighting, and you made it through 2020. Like, it was just that apparent how badass this person was, is, always is, and how strong they are. But when you get hit and you get knocked down, you don't feel, wow, I'm kick-ass. But it's like, well, you haven't stopped. You didn't get knocked down. You didn't stay down. You keep getting up. You know, that's the badass. I was talking to this client, and I loved this one. It was almost like this epiphany. He's like, I was thinking about this something, and I stopped. I went, why are you thinking about that? What has that got to do with you? And he said, Tom, the more I thought, it was like less and less of this stuff really has anything to do with me. And I just put both arms up in the air and smiled and was just filled. Because witnessing someone evolve and gain clarity is like the best thing in the world. You're just going, you know what? None of that stuff has anything to do with me. And I'm like, ah. You know, I just feel like I start floating. It's just a golden moment when people get it, you know, when they wake up. That just filled my cup. And again, another, I got a client, and witnessing his growth and evolving is nothing short of just pure joy and inspiration. This last session, he just told me how things were. I'm not going to worry about this. I'm going to do this. I'm going to be me. You know, I'm good at what I do. I get it done. And if, you know, if such and such happens, I'll be, it was just declarative statement, high up in the pro you tree. And I was laughing, giggling, again, overflowing with joy, thinking about when this person first started. And I'm like, you're awesome. I'm like, how come you don't? And he's totally seeing it now, you know, but he's not only seeing it, he's feeling it, and he's owning it, and he's expressing it. And therefore, the fruits of that labor are just kind of coming in. And with that, you just get thankful, and with that, you gain clarity, and you just know what's important, and you know what to focus on. And again, to experience, to witness, watch. It's like I said, just to think back, going, you're gonna have a podcast one day, and you're gonna talk to people, and you're gonna share this joy. Okay. I'll play. So, you know, it's not about numbers. You know, it's not about how many people, how many friends, how many followers, how many compliments, how many friends. You know, it's not the number. How many listeners, how many subscribers, how many customers, how many clients. It's just, what are you doing with the ones you have? Are you embracing your reality, being your authentic self, giving others permission to let their own light shine in lieu of what's happening in 2020? That's something cool to witness, man. Partake in, be a part of these people's journey where they can answer that question. Here's how I did. This is why. This is what I learned. This is how I benefited. You know, those people are unchanged forever, or changed forever, I should say. You know, that they've all, like that one person wrote, that other person doesn't exist. And there's a quote I sent out that said something like, you know, a lot of people are used to a version of you that doesn't exist anymore. And I was like, yep. Ding, 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 ding. I'm like, I'm not that. You know, I think about high school. I'm like, I am completely 100%. Like the furthest thing from that person. And then it's like, when I was 20, 30. I get it. I know exactly who I was. I'm like, yeah, not him. And then 40s. It's like, wow. It started getting funkier and funkier. And I completely remember that version. And then at 48, I moved in here. And I'm almost 56. And I've completely changed since I moved in here. And when you start changing that much, like evolving, like exponentially, you start realizing what doesn't matter. None of the stuff I chased mattered. None of the stuff I attained externally mattered. But what I've done the last 6-8 years, internally, that's the bomb. That's the real stuff. That's the working on you. Finding your worth. Giving yourself some self-love. Evolving. Waking up. All those things and words I've never ever said before in my life. It's now the verbiage I use. So we got a few more episodes this year. And I'll end with the year in review. But I hope you're doing well. I hope you, you know, handled Thanksgiving. And you're handling, you know, LA's second or third, whatever, shutdown. You know, and some businesses are closing or, you know, being held to capacity or what they can and can't, you know. So it's just, you know, not getting better right now. It's not getting back to any kind of normal. And to have that now again, not only through Thanksgiving, but going through probably the holidays, I mean, that's going to be funky. So make sure you're doing what you need to do to be the best you, so you can weather the storm or be thankful for that which you have and the clarity. Because you are worth it. Hello, and welcome to your pro-you moment. Doesn't that just sound good? A moment that's for you? A positive moment for you? I'm excited, aren't you? Let's begin. Let's begin to control that which we can. And go seated on the floor, legs folded if we can. Eyes closed, neutral neck, shoulders over hips, navel tucked into spine. We'll draw the inhale through our nose. We'll slow it down, elongate it, control it because we can. Allow the exhale out the mouth. Elongate it, slow it down because we can. So controlling what we can, focusing on what we can control. Is connecting us in this moment, making us present, distracting us from everything else. If anything else enters, just calmly, quietly ask it to leave and return to your breath. Do this to the best of your ability for 180 seconds. I will let you know when time is up. You may begin now. Bravo. Well done. Congratulations. Another pro you moment. Embraced, experienced, discovered, benefited from. You know, just the one of the best things that I've ever shared is little things done consistently, and the pro you moment is exactly that. It's 180 seconds, but it's a powerful 180 seconds. Because there's a bunch of people that couldn't do what you just tried to do for 180 seconds, nor are they willing to try to do what you just tried to do. It's the effort, the energy, and the time, and where it's placed on a pro you path. All of that will be put into self-discovery, becoming aware, realizing, seeing, embracing, owning the good, the bad, and the ugly. And that's why it's not always super, super feel good. Because we might discover some things that we're not really proud of, that we like. Really question why we're doing what we're doing. Why are we thinking about that thing, that person? It really has nothing to do with me. Not comfortable, but growth. Becoming aware of all is a challenge. It is also a gift. The world will ask who you are, and if you do not know, the world will tell you. If you're not on a pro-you path of self-discovery, you're not very close to finding out who you really are, what your purpose is. But you will find that along the pro-you path. Peace and God bless.